The Orioles off of a three-game series sweep at the hands of the Red Sox, opening up a series with the Rays on Thursday. Two batters into the first, Manny Machado picks them up.
And the pitch is launched to left field. And now he's got 93 and 94 after a two-run home run that almost landed in the second deck. Manny Machado with home run number 33. And the Orioles jump to a 2-0 lead here on the first pitch. Here's a swing and a rocket to right center. That's going to get a run in. The third base is Jones. He's going to be waved home. Alex Smith's throw is going to be cut off. RBI single, Trey Mancini. 3-0 Baltimore here on the first.
Swing, line drive, right field base hit. Miller got a late break. And now the ball juggled by Hayes. Miller stays in stride, heads for home, and he will score. As the Oriole defense, a little shaky so far tonight, and the Rays are on the board. It's 3-1 O's. Looking into his catcher, Castillo, gets the sign he likes, comes home on the 2-2, got him swinging. Slider down and in. Dickerson fans. Enoa, right-hander to the plate. And that's strike three called over the inside. He threw him another one of those off-speed pitches, and this one seemed to lock up Dickerson. One ball, one strike. Longoria on deck with two out. And the pitch, he popped him up right onto the infield. Here is the third baseman, Manny Machado, moving to his right. And now onto the infield grass, he's got it. Side retired, and the Rays just have not been able to. And that might have been their last shot to get to Enoa. They never could get anything going against the right-hander tonight.
The Rays are held to just one run by Gabriel Enoa as they drop the series opener in Baltimore by a 3-1 final. After the game, here's Tampa Bay manager Kevin Cash.
The game didn't start out very well for us, obviously. We had a base-running mishap, and then and Andrees had three runs before we scored, recorded an out. After that, Matt threw the ball really well, but you know, the damage kind of had already been done, and their guy on the mound kept us off balance enough. You know, mixed in his slider well, pitched off his slider at times. We knew that coming in, but for whatever reason, we just weren't able to pick up on it and piece anything together.
Early on, why did Malik try to steal third base?
You know, I don't have the exact answer why. I think we probably would all agree that's not the situation to go. I mean, we got a chance to put two guys on with nobody out. They had already, you know, lost a ball in the sky for whatever reason to get him there. But those are the little things that we got to find how to eliminate real quick because they really impact the game in a negative way.
What was different about Matt Andrees after that first inning?
Well, I looked like he had a little bit more zip to his fastball after about the second or third inning, got into a groove. But I thought that, you know, the off-speed pitches really played well for him. It's just unfortunate that he gave up three runs really quick, I mean, within 15, 18 pitches, whatever it was.
And before the game, we talked about Daniel Robertson, but what do you like that he put together offensively?
Yeah, he had some really good at-bats. Took a couple pitches early on and then rifled the ball to the right fielder. Kind of checked up on him, allowed our only run to come in there. But Robbie, it's good to see him. He looked pretty comfortable at the plate. Obviously, looked comfortable on defense, made a couple nice plays out there. Look forward to continuing to seeing him play.
I was going to say, I imagine his time might be limited, his chances getting in, but how do you plan or see him being used here down the stretch?
Robbie?
Yeah.
He's going to play. You know, when we optioned him, we wanted him to get some consistent at-bats, and that really hasn't changed. Look, he's a very young player that we think really highly of and want to give him the opportunity to get out there and, you know, play some short, play some second, and when Longo, you know, needs a day, maybe spell him at third.
Was it a matter of Andrees settling down, you think, or adjusting what he was doing?
No, I think it was more settling down. I think he came out and got ambushed pretty quick. I mean, Machado, two runs after the second hitter. So I don't know if there's much you can do to combat that. The guy's got 33, 34, whatever, home runs. He's going to hit his homers. Ideally, you just don't want to put yourself in a bind or in a hole like that, 3-0. Saying that, we got to be able to come back and get some runs because he really threw a pretty good game after that.
Matt Andrees loses. He goes 6 innings, giving up 7 hits, 3 runs, a walk, and striking out 8, dropping to 5-4 on the season. Here's Andrees recapping his start.
Just threw too many pitches in the first over the plate. Mistake pitches, trying to get settled in, but can't be getting settled in against an aggressive team like this. So was just thinking about location more, and just being aggressive with all my other pitches. So worked out good, but unfortunately, 3 runs in the first put us in a hole. So.
After getting into a groove, in what ways can you take this with you for, you know, your next 2 starts to finish out the season strong?
Yeah, I mean, even just looking at this outing, giving up 3 runs in the first, at that point, you know, just want to turn that into a quality start. Was able to do that, and I mean, it helps going into the next start, but at this point in the season, just take it start by start. And, you know, you got New York next, so just build off this one and go from there.
Given the way the year's gone, you were off to a good start, then you had the long absence. Can there be some merit in finishing strong overall? I mean, you get to the end of the season with a couple of good ones.
Yeah, I mean, I think today kind of showed that, you know, what I have, and you know, it was tough missing so much time, but now I'm just trying to start to get in a groove and obviously get ready for next season. But I mean, just looking forward to getting back out there every 5 days and being healthy.
Yeah, when you have to do that this year, it seems like you've had some pretty good success when you've been on a regular schedule, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, the injury kind of put a damper on the season. So at this point, finished my last start or next 2 starts strong going into next season.
Game 2 of the series Friday has Alex Cobb starting for the Rays against Ubaldo Jimenez of the Orioles.